fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is an
orange.
And if a person doesn't want to park his car, or if he doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it. I think you got one.
Garage.
People here call it a car shelter.
Car shelter more than they say the garage.
Car shelter is more common.
Yes, I refer to the car shelter, but that's what it is out there. It's a car shelter, you know.
Is that right?
A carport, a carport next to the house, you know, which is a garage I have out there.
A carport, car shelter, does it have walls? Or is it just a roof?
Just a roof, a car shelter, just a roof.
A car, what would you call the regular building you've got out here?
I'd call that the garage, put it in the garage.
Some people say car shed.
Yeah, a car shed. Well, if I just had a shed, I'd put the car in the shed out there.
Now, the difference would be a shed wouldn't be as nice as a garage?
A shed, I wouldn't figure it'd be walled in. It'd just be a shed out there.
I see. And, find out how tall somebody is. You might get a yardstick and,
maybe.
And TV is just a short way of saying
television.
And if you need to sue somebody, you'd have to hire
an attorney, a lawyer.
And the man who presides over the court is a
judge.
And bread is made from
flour, meal.
And fences are made of, if you try to climb over them, you tear your pants. What's that called?
Oh, I tore my pants.
I mean, what is the stuff that you string along the top of a fence?
Oh, barbed wire.
Any other name for that?
No.
Okay. Well, Sunday, most people go to
the church.
And vegetables that make your eyes water when you cut them up are
onion.
And if the coat isn't old, then it must be
a new coat.
And sometimes wool will make a person's skin
scratchy, burn.
I'm scratching because I've got if I scratch my arm, I must have
an itch.
And if a person doesn't like to spend his money, he might be called a close person or
he's a margin.
I don't care if you say stingy.
Stingy, yeah, very stingy.
And 60 minutes is one.
1 hour.
And if a book belongs to him, it's his. But if a book belongs to us,
it's mine. It's my book.
I suppose it belongs to both of us.
Yeah, it belongs to both of us.
If
you and I own a book together, well, it belongs to us.
It'd be our.
It'd be our book.
Our book. And at night, you close your eyes and you hope you can
go to sleep.
And 100 years ago, black people who were not free were called
slaves.
And a furry animal that hops and eats your greens.
That's the rabbit.
And you might
call him the hare.
What's the difference? Is the hare bigger?
Well, now, I believe a hare is bigger. The old Belgium hares, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're larger, and that's what they call them, was a hare, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These old cotton dealers out here, well, we just call them rabbits.
If you see one, you might say, I'm going to get my 22...
And shoot that.
Your 22 what?
My 22 rifle and shoot that. Instead
of having potatoes with gravy, you might have what? White?
Rice.
Okay. Now, these are the more interesting questions because they, what I'm interested here really is not what they say on television, but what you used to say, just naturally. About 3 or 4 in the afternoon,